Well, today's episode is on Director's GST Liability of Bankrupt Company US 89 Guide. So let's start. Check out the brief guide about GST liability for private companies directors under Section 89. This condition creates after the company falls bankrupt. This article explores the issue of directors' GST liability in the case of a bankrupt company under Section 89 of the Central Goods and Services Tax Act, 2017. It highlights the challenges tax authorities face in recovering taxes from defaulters, especially in bankruptcy scenarios. Section 89's provisions regarding directors' joint and several liabilities in private companies are discussed, emphasizing the need for directors to demonstrate their innocence in tax defaults. The article also addresses the responsibility for tax recovery under GST laws, the concept of piercing the corporate veil, and the potential penalties outlined in Section 132. It concludes by underscoring the need for caution in holding directors accountable, especially in the absence of explicit statutory provisions, to prevent potential misuse by tax authorities. What GST Section 89 says. Who is responsible as per GST law? GST Section 132 for penalties. Closure, in the absence of a specific statutory provision, directors of a public company cannot be automatically held responsible. However, under certain exceptional circumstances, tax arrears of a company can be attributed to directors if it can be demonstrated that they were responsible for the company's operations and the non-payment of government dues. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at https://blog.sajanfortech.com/directors-gst-liability-bankrupt-company-us-89 or call us at 0141-407-2000. Thanks for listening.